In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, Paul makes the following statement, quote, "When I am weak, then I am strong. When I am weak, then I am strong." Now, this can be a difficult passage of Scripture to understand, because how can we be weak and strong at the same time? Christian writer Kyle Edelman tells a story that may help us understand this. He tells of the time that his 4-year-old daughter came into his office just as he was rearranging the furniture. He had a very large, heavy desk, and he was slowly pushing it from one side of the office to the other. His daughter wanted to help, so she got between his arms and just started pushing with all of her might. She huffed, puffed, strained, struggled with her dad behind her. At one point, the precocious little girl stopped. She looked up at her dad and said, "Daddy, you are in my way. Just stand over there." The father hid his smile and did as the little girl said. Again, she huffed and she puffed and she struggled and she strained, but this time the desk didn't budge an inch. Why? Because Daddy was no longer behind her pushing anymore. Brethren, we are sometimes like that little girl. In life, we huff and we puff. We push and we strain. We try to do everything ourselves without asking and allowing God to help us. Brethren, we need to fully understand a basic truth. And here's the truth. We are weak and He is strong. When we act like we are strong enough to do it all ourselves, when we think we can depend on our own abilities, we become conceited, we become self-sufficient, we become self-important, and that's when we get into trouble. However, once we come to understand our weaknesses, once we come to understand our limitations, when we come to the realization that we can do very little ourselves, it is then that we are able to utilize God's strength. Yes, brethren, when I recognize my weaknesses, when I admit that I am indeed weak, it is then and only then that we fully realize just how much we need the strength of God. Amen.